The World This Week. Politics.
The hard Brexiteers in Britain's Conservative Party, opposed to Theresa May's Brexit deal with the EU, struggled to get enough support to depose her. The deal will have a rough ride in Parliament. In a warning shot, Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, which Mrs. May relies upon for a governing majority, voted against her government on budget measures, claiming she had broken promises about the treatment of the province under the deal. The focus switched to Brussels, where Mrs. May engaged in some shuttle diplomacy to iron out the details of her agreement ahead of an EU summit.
Russia tried to get its nominee chosen as the new head of Interpol, the international policing organisation. After last-minute opposition by many countries, a South Korean was elected instead. The main objection to having Vladimir Putin's man in the job was that Russia often tries to use Interpol to arrest blameless critics abroad.
The European Commission ruled that Italy's budget for next year violates its fiscal rules and proposed a process that could lead to sanctions under its excessive deficits procedure. Europe's leaders must approve the move before it goes any further, possibly at a summit in December.
A judge in America temporarily blocked an order by Donald Trump that would deny migrants who enter the country illegally the opportunity to claim asylum. The judge said Mr. Trump had tried to rewrite the immigration laws. Mr. Trump criticized the ruling, which he said had been made by an Obama judge. That earned a rare public rebuke from John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who said, "We do not have Obama judges or Trump judges, but dedicated judges."
A private American firm, Ocean Infinity, found the wreck of an Argentine submarine, the San Juan, that disappeared in November 2017 with 44 crew members on board. Argentina's defense minister said the government did not have the equipment to raise the submarine from its resting place some 900 meters below the surface of the Atlantic Ocean.
Alan Garcia, a former president of Peru, sought asylum in Uruguay's embassy in Lima. A judge barred Mr. Garcia from leaving the country while prosecutors investigate allegations that he took bribes. Mr. Garcia says he is a victim of political persecution.
"Maybe he did and maybe he didn't," said Donald Trump, dodging the question of whether Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, a dissident Saudi journalist. The CIA reportedly concluded that Prince Mohammed is responsible for Khashoggi's death. Ignoring his own intelligence agency, Mr. Trump said America would remain a steadfast partner of the kingdom.
A British PhD student was found guilty of spying and sentenced to life in prison in the United Arab Emirates. Matthew Hedges denies the charge. His family says he was made to sign a confession he could not read.